hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith.
Do we have noise with my microphone? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or I can just speak loud. So good to see you, Wesley families and friends. And I'm happy that many of you join us online worship. So I can see your name. So happy that we have God together. So let me just shout it out. Let's shout it out. You are at the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen. 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 Please prepare your communion bread, those who are joining our online worship. We will have the communion during the worship. So you may prepare your bread and wine or juice. So, and you can join us time we have the communion. I have a couple of announcements. Yes, May 1st, first Saturday of May, we will have church work day. It's been over a year we had the last workout day. So I think we have a lot of work to do. So May 1st, starting at 8:30. May 1st, we will have the work day, so I hope people online, they can hear me. So, May 1st, starting at 8:30. And this coming, in 2 days, Tuesday, we will have a step parish meeting at 7 as well. And we continue to collect every day essentials for our neighbors in town. Throughout April, we are collecting bus roll and travel size toiletry for our food pantry and local pantry. And loose coin for this month will go to caretaker of God's creation. And flowers on the altar, it's given in celebration of Toby and Debbie's wedding anniversary, 47th. Yes. Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. And today, our liturgy is installed. Thank you. Who will lead us in our worship? Now let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Good morning.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the opening prayer. Wipe away our tears, O God, for we are weary of weeping at the injustices of the world. Love us like a mother and protect us like a father, that we may live as your beloved children in a world made new. Dwell among us, we pray, that we may love one another as we were meant to love. Amen. Our opening hymn is When Love is Found, page 643, verses 1 and 3.
Oh,
Please be seated. It's time for us to share our joys and concerns. Before we do that, we have many today, but before we do that, I want to name those of us who have birthday during the week. Today is Allison Ramirez's birthday, and tomorrow is, Austin's birthday. Jeff, please tell him happy birthday. And this Friday, Nick Papusia and Anita Nerthheimer's birthday. Happy birthday. And today is Mark and Cindy Melton's wedding anniversary. And tomorrow is Toby and Debbie's wedding anniversary. And Saturday is Jeff and Jen Davies' anniversary. Congratulations. 47. So I just turned 15. I'm going to get you soon. Today we have many joys and concerns. I don't know which one I need to start. So sometimes it's not easy to read my handwriting. So June Teachout's son, James Teachout's graveside service was yesterday afternoon. So it went fine, and please remember June in your prayers. And Coralis, last Sunday I shared that she was going to have a surgery. The surgery went well, and I was really surprised because a couple of hours after her surgery, she sent me a text. I'm fine. Surgery went well, but please remember her in your prayers for her fast and well recovery. And Kelvin Jacobs, now he's in hospital. So he went to hospital because he had urinary infection, but it turns out he's tested positive. But no symptom, no pain from the COVID, but still, he needs our prayers. So please remember him in your prayers. And we have one more flower on the altar. That's from Jamie Schwingel's family. Jamie lost her sister, Tamara, and the funeral was last Monday. So please remember her, Jamie, and her mom and family in your prayers. And here is joy, and will be a big joy. So Whitney, Andy and Nancy's daughter, is about to give up birth. So I heard that yesterday too, but it's going on. But it's really about the time. So please remember Whitney's strengths and the doctors and the families in your prayers. And last week we shared a prayer request from Ada, John Plummer's mother. Fabian, she shared that again. I mean, she got over COVID. That's a really good news, but her body is worn out, and now she is in hospice. So please remember Ada and John and their family in your prayers. And I got a text, an email about V. Windham's nephew. V's nephew, his name is, I think, Ken. He lives in Tampico, and he died last Sunday of COVID. It's really wild in our county. So please, let's be careful. And please remember V's family in your prayers. And there are many people whom we have been praying for these days. Please continue to have them in your prayers. Carol, Dale, and Gloria, Anna Fulmer. So please remember them in your prayers. Now let's turn to God and pray together. God of abundance, we are grateful for many, many ways that you care for us and provide for the needs of your people.
in word, water, bread, and wine, and the beautiful nature, you nourish and sustain us. This morning we share our joys and concerns together, spoken and unspoken. And God, we lift all of our joys and concerns to you, God. And also we lift ourselves to you, God, our heart and mind. Sometimes, God, we find ourselves in a dry and weary land where we have misused your creation. Where we see all the destruction of the beauty of nature. God, help us to find you in the beauty of nature, and help us get reminded of our stewardship to take care of your creation. Loving God, we lift many of us in our community and beyond who are physically, mentally, and spiritually struggle. Remember each one of them. You know their names and their need. We pray that your presence continues in their lives and let them feel you. Feel your touch in their body and soul. For those who are physically struggling and sick, touch their body. Touch their blood vessel and organs and strengthen their immune system. We know you are the healing God. And also be patient with us, we pray, in many ways in our lives, and make us patient with one another and even with ourselves. Do your good works within us, among us, and beyond us. And help us be the voices and hands of yours in our very lives. We need you, God. We need you. From today, tomorrow, and more, be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Sing together, Make Us One. The Face We Sing, page number 2224, twice.
Thank you.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, or 15. As God's chosen one, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Caleb made a research a few years ago. The question was, what makes you stressful in your marriage and your intimate relationship? So the stress factor, the first one is not surprising. It was money. A lot of people, the couples and intimate relationship, they were struggling and they got a lot of stress because of the money, all the bills and tuition and so many others. That's not surprising. But the second one was surprising. It was the annoying habit of the spouse. Oh yeah, I see some of you are smiling, and from that moment, I checked, okay, where I left my pants and socks or some other stuff. And I read an article of a couple who had 70th wedding anniversary. It was really nice. And the lady said, you know what, I've got some secret for you on how people can stay married well for a long time and where problem erupt. She said, when a couple get married, they become one. But the problem is when they try to decide which one? Yes, I guess in a perspective, the proper answer might be not which one, a new one. Two people must make a new one. Then her husband said, we have to decide who makes the decision to many, many choices in our lives. And I'm the man. I'm the man of the house, so I decide big things, and I let my wife decide small things. I'm the head of the house, so I make decisions on big things, such as how we may solve climate change, and how we may bring peace into many battlefields around the world, whether we have to send the troops or not. And my wife, she has made small things, such as what school our kids would go to, and which tie I'm going to wear today, and whether we move or not. These are tiny little ones, right? Today, we are going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness in marriage, an intimate relationship, close friends. So let's pause to recognize that marriage, an intimate relationship, is really hard, especially for a long time. When I started dating my wife, I thought I knew her very well because we have been already friends for 3 years before dating. But for 6 years of our dating, before wedding, I talked to her. Okay, Rosa, that's it. I don't want to break up with you. That's it. It's too much. Not one time, twice, three times, four times. For 6 years. But I don't feel sorry for her because she talked to me the same one for 7 times. For 11 times for 6 years. It was really hard. And when we got married, another dynamic arose, and after 15 years of marriage, she is still new to me every day. Maybe in 15 years, I finally get to know her, or not. So two human beings who were raised in different homes sees the world in different ways. Their brain chemistry and physiology are different. Their life experiences are different. And they are going to try to live in the same house for the rest of their life? Excuse me. How does that work? An even close friend. How does that work? It's really hard. And we know that marriage and intimate relationship is not sustained all the time by a romantic relationship. Even though it's really important, it is mainly sustained by willpower, determination, perseverance, and forgiveness. Forgiveness. The reason why forgiveness is essential in our relationship is we human beings struggle with sin. I talked about sin last Sunday. Again, I'm not talking about listening to a certain types of music or dancing or some kind of culture. I gave you a basic definition of sin in both testimonies. It was stray from the path and miss the target, miss the mark. It is simple. It means there is a path that we are meant to take. This path, we Christians say, it is God's will in our lives. So we find what this path looks like in our scripture reading today. And if we come to a wedding, I mean, if you come to a wedding that I officiate, you will definitely hear me reading this one. In this short passage, we have five words that we want to take for our lifetime relationship. This letter, it was written to Christians in a little town of Colossae, very little town. And they were meant to show this scripture. They were meant to show how to live in a Christian community with one another. And if they are meant to show them how to live in a Christian community, how much so? Two people live together in the bond of marriage or their intimate relationship. So he says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In this passage, these are the marks. And these are the paths. So if we do these five things, and if this is what your spouse or friend see in you, it's really hard to mess up in our relationship. So let's talk about what these words mean. Compassion. Compassion comes out of a word, Latin word, compatio, which means suffer with. Suffer with. That is actually putting ourselves in the shoes of the other person to experience what they are experiencing, to see what they are seeing, and to empathize with them. In this pandemic, I heard from many households, maybe one of the couple is very cautious, but the other, not much. And one of the two is a very outgoing person, but the other is not. And I think this compassion, speaks a lot. And kindness is a thoughtful act, bless, and encouragement to another human being with no expectation for something in return. And humility, it is the respect for other person that sees them as valuable human being and put them before our own. So humility we find in the Bible. Jesus shows us the example. It is not lowering ourselves, but instead, I see your preciousness. You are valuable, precious in God's eyes. and meekness is gentleness and softness, and finally patience is long suffering, endurance, and waiting until change happens. And these are the paths we find in our scripture reading. But the challenge is, of course, we don't always live according to these paths, do we? At least I don't. In my own marriage, I struggle with each one of these from time to time, and I find myself sometimes not thinking about Rosa's feeling or understanding why. And sometimes I say, why does that bother you? Please, get over that. What's the big deal? I wanted to be kind and hospitable, but I fail and miss it from time to time. And the thing is, it happens in our relationship with our close friends, many people around us. And I miss the mark, miss the path. And when we miss the mark or path, we often bring hurt to the other person and our friends. In order to be reconciled to them, we need to ask for forgiveness. And we are going to find ourselves, otherwise, we are going to find ourselves very lonely. Because life only works, because of our human nature, life only works when we are able to ask for forgiveness and to extend forgiveness. When Apostle Paul shows us five words that we have to have, the very next thing he says is, bear with one another. Why? Why does Paul have to say this? Because none of us is perfect. Because in the Christian community in Colossae, and in our own community and our relationship, there is no perfect human being. From time to time, we are going to hurt another person. But our marriage, our relationship, work when it put up with one another. Because we bear with one another, especially small, tiny things. And we learn this is life. And Apostle Paul goes on to say, if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. That's the key to forgiveness. The Lord has given you. A few years ago, one day, Rosa got a haircut in color. So did I notice that? Of course not. Who does? And she didn't tell me she got a haircut, so how do I know that? And she was sort of waiting all evening for me to notice, and when we went to bed, she finally said, Paul, you never said anything about my haircut. Okay. I got my haircut today. You didn't like it? Oh, I'm in trouble. No, honey, it's beautiful, fantastic. I love your new hair. So, she said, really? I can't believe it. So, Rosa, next time when you go for a haircut, please let me know before you go there, and I will give you always say, it's fantastic. Because she didn't tell me, I had no idea if she had that one or not. If I knew, oh yes. Awareness. I think awareness is vital in our relationship. And the process of asking for forgiveness as well. Awareness. And I believe this process of asking for forgiveness in our relationship with our spouse and friends, it is exactly the same as that of God, our God, in our relationship with God. We become aware that something we have done has brought pain. to our partner, friends, and neighbors, and we acknowledge that, and we become aware of that in our own heart, and through a process of trying to understand what it must feel like, we come to experience regret. Regret. Regret is not always bad if we use it for good. If we are grounded with regret, it's really bad. But if we can use it for good, it's good. We can make a change. So first, it is awareness of what we have done, and then understanding and regret come. When my wife makes me aware of something that I have done wrong, I feel regret immediately, and I feel defensive. And then I have to think about that for a while. When I think about it for a while, I begin to find myself feeling like, okay, I married you to love you and bless you, not to hurt you. And I find myself starting to feel regretful when I put myself in her shoes. Then sometimes it takes a few hours or a few days, and then there comes confession. And confession is always accompanied by a request for forgiveness. But confession is not making an additional excuse or argument or just saying sorry only, because that's going to make it worse. So most of us, we are pretty good at these steps of forgiveness: awareness, understanding, regret, and confession. And the next step, it is most important. It is the change, repentance. Repentance in Greek is metanoia, which signifies that we are walking this way, and we have to change our mind and our heart, and we have to change our action. So if we truly repent, it is not enough simply say sorry. When we ask for forgiveness, we have got to say, I will try not to do it again. And we need to remember that God has already forgave us and wants us to extend this forgiveness to others. So the last word that Apostle Paul says about this process is, let the peace of Christ rule in you and be thankful. Let us be thankful for the presence of our spouse, partner, and friends and neighbors. And here is what I want you to do this week. Let's deliver and express our love. You may call or write a thank you note for your spouse or friend or neighbors, close friend. Thank you. And I see God's blessing in you. Your presence is God's blessing in my life. Let's try that. Expressing your love to forgive and be forgiven. Amen. Amen. In the Bible we find In the Bible, we find our relationship with Jesus Christ is a close relationship, intimate relationship. And when we have the communion, the bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it means, I forgive you. And I know you. You are precious to me. And Jesus Christ empowers us to live our lives one more day and one more day by God's will and love. So as we break our bread, we remember Jesus Christ's love. And as we take the blood, we remember Jesus' forgiveness and empowering us to live one more day and one more day by God's love. Let us pray.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here in this sanctuary and the people who join us online worship in many places from California, Arizona, Florida, and many other places. We may be physically separated, but we are one in one spirit in you, God. Bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So as we take it, make us the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And give us the ability to forgive and ask for forgiveness, to live our days by your love. Amen. So as a community, let's take the bread. And peel the second layer. Let's take the blood of Jesus Christ. I forgot to make one announcement. 22nd of April, April 22nd is going to be the Earth Day. We have been collecting the pictures taken by you. Now I have about 80 pictures and I will select maybe 30 to 40 and print them and make it display in our church building during the week. So maybe you can come next Sunday and see all the pictures of the beauty of nature taken by you. It is time to count our blessing from God, all God has done in our lives, and the people that God has brought in our lives, the community, and the ministries that we are doing in God's love. With all the gratitude for God has done, let us present ourselves, our mind and our soul, our talent and time and resources to God.
Please join me for the prayer of dedication. God of mystery, you promise us a life of blessedness if we learn to forgive and love one another as you have first forgiven and loved us. May the gifts we offer you today be a sign of our commitment to see beyond the narrow perspective as we learn to love one another with all-embracing vision. Amen. Our closing hymn today is Bind Us Together in the Faith We Sing, hymnal page 2226.
During the week, when I prepared this sermon, the best part that spoke to me was humility. It says, I see precious in you. Why don't you look at each other, people around you, and maybe with masks, you can't give them big smiles, but let's try to give them big smiles. And let's say, I see preciousness in you. I see God's blessing in you. With that blessing, let's do the benediction for one another. A new commandment sends us forth.
We are called to forgive and love one another.
A new vision guides our way. A new blessing leads us forward.
We are called to be a blessing to the world.
As you go into the world, may the God, the Creator, and the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit guide you, nurture you, and strengthen you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Kids that come down with that are tested then. I know, yeah. The players are being tested.
Oh, they're having symptoms?
No. Players are being tested all the time.
Yeah.
Players they have to be.
But I mean, people that just go to school.
It's kind of stern though. Rock Falls shut down their whole football program.
Yeah.
It was running rampant through there.
Wow.
Sterling's volleyball, sophomore and freshman volleyball, have been gone for 2 weeks now.
Wow.
The varsity played their last game yesterday at 10 o'clock for the conference championship against Genesee, and they beat Genesee. So, conference champs and volleyball.
Can't read 3 feet, though. That sucks.
We got a big game, though, tomorrow night. I think it's at
Romania.
It's against Belvedere North. That team they beat, they really beat to go to state. They had a really, really good team. Well, they returned to 1-2. So, they're senior, you know, they've seen it over like we are.
Yeah.
And they play tomorrow night.
Oh, cool. Have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jan, how's the arm?
Oh, it's coming along.
Good.
Yeah.
Still doing therapy, I take it.
Yes. Yeah. I have 2 months of therapy. But I asked her the other day, I said, am I going to do exercises the rest of my life?
Yeah. Oh, well, good for you.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep me in shape.
You can do it.
You bet.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's a little better as well.
Because
think we're in inventory. How many batteries do we need?
I think we are still on.
Yeah, oh,
We are still online.